This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Friday. Spooky pumpkins are appearing everywhere. Yes, they are. So what?
We don't have Halloween though until next week, right? Today is the 25th.
Thursday.
So there are some places that are going to have it on Thursday, Jennifer. Going to have it on Saturday.
Right.
Because it's safer. Going to do it on Saturday. Why don't they just do it in the middle of the afternoon on Sunday and, you know, forget the spook, because we don't want to scare anybody. No, scary!
What is the point of Halloween if no one is getting scared?
Thank you. That's why I don't participate, because I don't want to be scared.
Didn't you ever go trick-or-treating as a kid?
Nope. Never.
Trick-or-treating is not scary at all, either.
Never.
Oh, my God. You're literally dressed
like,
up eating candy.
I don't even
candy.
Know where you grew up. I don't understand.
I grew up in Framingham, Massachusetts. Thanks very much.
Yeah, for a guy who loves candy like you do, never went. Be honest now. On your kids,
oh, wait a minute.
Never
Hold on just a second. I didn't say my sister didn't go trick-or-treating, and I didn't say I didn't raid their buckets when they came home.
Wow.
I didn't say that. I said I didn't go myself, but I managed to reap the rewards when my sisters were not. It's un-American not to go trick-or-treating?
Yes,
it really is. It really is.
So are you accusing me of being a communist? Is that it?
I think your parents might have been if you didn't get a chance to go trick-or-treating.
No trick-or-treats for me. No trick-or-treating. Yes, it's a hard thing to believe, but I grew up so well-adjusted. And never went to trick or treating. I was busy. I was milking cows or doing something at the time, chasing flies, maybe. I don't know.
You're an American hero.
Thank you. But because I chased the flies away?
Yeah.
Get rid of those
right.
flies. All right, so let's see what we can cook up here. It seems the number one story, for those of you who haven't seen the list yet, on the Talkers Countdown, the chart for this week, suggests that, surprisingly enough, all of the things going on in Washington that surround the impeachment inquiry, the legalities of what was done, apparently there's a new wrinkle to this, which I will ask you to explain on the countdown later on, Jennifer. But you can take, if you will, all the energy.
Do you have me to practice here?
Yeah, let's practice. Let's do a rehearsal right now for the countdown.
So the U.S. attorney who has the ongoing probe into potential wrongdoing by the FBI and the Justice Department is a guy named John Durham. He's out of Connecticut. And he said that the Justice Department, he's been investigating the alleged misconduct in advance of the 2016 election through the spring of 2017. We're talking about characters that you've heard about before. Peter Strzok at the FBI, Lisa Page, James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, Andrew McCabe. These are names that have been part of this investigation for a long time. Well, that was an administrative review. Now it's transitioned into a full-fledged criminal investigation, according to sources around it.
One source, would be the authority for that, Jennifer?
Well, he's the U.S. attorney, and it's the Justice Department.
But where is he? Yeah, I know, but who's there in the Justice Department? Somebody had to come up with the idea. Barr says, okay, let's go get him.
Actually, John Durham was tasked with investigating the lead up to this investigation, right? And then the reports were a couple of weeks ago that the investigation had expanded significantly. In fact, John Durham even went to Italy and to some other countries because of this expansion. And now they're saying that this went from just a review of what's going on to an actual criminal investigation, meaning that he can subpoena people, that he can indict people that may have been associated with this for wrongdoing. Now, that means they'd still go to trial, they'd still go to a traditional court case, but he has the power of subpoena and ultimately indictment. Now, there's another investigation that's going on. The independent agency that handles all internal reviews is the Inspector General. The one for the Department of Justice is Michael Horowitz, and he is releasing his report probably in the next week. So this could be kind of a big week, interesting week, I think, for the next few days for those of us who are in this. Michael Horowitz's report has been waiting, and people have been waiting with bated breath for this thing to come out, about FBI surveillance and abuses against Trump campaign. And apparently now the report will be available to the public soon, and it will only have a few redactions. The investigation means now,
In case you missed it, what was in the report that we thought, what do we think was in the report to begin with that now will be exposed for sure?
Horowitz deals all with, because of where his role, so he's the independent watchdog, the Inspector General of the Department of Justice, meaning this will be about how they got FISA warrants, how they spied on the Trump campaign, if they spied on the Trump campaign, who ordered it, how they got it, how they took it to the court to get those surveillance orders, all of that kind of stuff. So the anything that would involve the Department of Justice, you'll see a report from Michael Horowitz. And now his report was supposed to come out like 6 months ago, but it expanded in scope based on somebody's testimony. We don't know whose. And so now his report is finally ready to come out to the public with just a few redactions. Now, that means that John Durham can start subpoenaing witnesses. He can file charges if he wants.
We're in the weeds now.
Well, not necessarily.
No?
I think it's another important piece of what's happening. You've got Democrats investigating the president, and now you have the investigation itself being investigated by the Department of
Meanwhile,
Justice.
Meanwhile, the government comes to a clumsy grinding halt. Basically,
but here's why I think this is important. And actually, in the
overall
benefit of the American,
the
benefit of the American people. When we lose faith with our government, we no longer have a country. Our country is gone if the people that the government serves no longer have faith in its transparency or its operation. Regardless of whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you like Trump, you hate Trump, this is what I always say. I always want the office
but
of the presidency.
Trump isn't the government.
Right.
Trump is the president. But people, he's not the government.
But people assume these things, right? People kind of clump them all together. What's important here is that everything is equal and fair under the law, and that people are being treated. We talk about it here all the time. We talk about people getting a fair shake in the eyes of the law. And so when you have the thought process that the law was broken in order to go after certain people, you have to make sure that it's clean and it's working the way it's supposed to. If it doesn't, if you let it get out of hand, if you let it go get out of control, don't have anything left.
It kind of is out of control.
It is out of control. Right.
Yesterday, all the Republicans signed on to Lindsey Graham's resolution, which basically says you guys are full of crap. He said it a little more. He's a little more direct than
said the S word.
Crap. Yes, he did. So, where does that go? So, let me go around the room here, if I may. Kara, do you have faith in the federal government, your state government, local government? What are your thoughts about the validity of the governing bodies that you live around or with or near?
Oh, that is a big question.
Yeah, that's why I asked it.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. I think there are different sections. I think I have maybe more faith in my local government than I do in the federal, and I think maybe the reason for that is because I know people in the local government more personally, or I feel like I have more access to know things about them. I feel like there are a lot of people who represent each state that I don't know anything about that are trying to pass different bills that I don't know anything. I think maybe that's my biggest issue, is that when it comes to bills and laws that are passed in the federal government, I feel like there is so little that I know about each of them and so many things that are attached to each thing that it's just really hard to understand everything that's a law.
All politics is local. In essence, Tip O'Neill, you say that all the time. So, all right, get that picture.
Yeah, I don't know if I necessarily think that. I think I generally have a trust of the government. I don't think that I'm anti-government, and I think that it's an important thing to have. But yes, I would also like to have transparency, and I would like it to run well.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Same question to you, Victoria Keelan.
I honestly, I don't really even know how I feel about it these days. I really don't, because we have drinking water that's completely subpar for what is supposed to be the greatest country on the planet. We have so many environmental issues that are just being ignored. They're on every level, on local levels, on federal levels. I don't believe that, that the two last people that I... the last person I voted for won by 3 million votes, but yet isn't the president. I don't understand. I still don't agree with how that happens, and that has happened twice now in my lifetime. So I don't get how that happened. So I don't have trust in that system at all. The Electoral College, I just don't. I think it's completely outdated and is no longer relevant. Yep, I think there are so many things that need to be overhauled that we're just, whoever's in charge.
I think it overhauled if we're involved in impeachment, if we're yelling in.
Well, nothing's getting done. But then it's very frustrating. It really is. And it's not even a left or right thing. It's just, I think that most of the country, if you really are honest and you ask the same question to the average person, I think they would probably start the answer with a big sigh like Karen and I just did.
That's why I asked her, because
exhausting.
People listening will ask that of themselves. All right, number two on the hit parade this week from Talkers Magazine, the countdown focus on Syria, Mike Pompeo getting a little irritated about the impeachment as it gets in the way of Syria, right? Is that sort of, I'm interpolating rather than interpreting what I think he said. Do you think that's what he said? Jennifer, yes, no? Whoever.
No, I think that it got combined. I think he was asked a question about impeachment, whether or not it softens the president's stance in foreign affairs, and I think...
Well, does it take away his credibility or his ability to govern? That's the question, kind of, isn't it?
Yes.
I'm sure they asked the same question when Clinton was going through that, right? I mean, I don't remember,
posed. Oh,
yeah.
Clinton was weakened unbelievably, and then when it was all over... He kind of looked around and smiled and said, okay, next.
More popular than
really
ever before.
He didn't really have anything. He didn't have much time left, right, after that?
No.
He was already in his second term.
It was 98. Yeah. It was 98 when it all started, so he was out in 2000.
But when it was done, he didn't even have much time to do anything else before his term was up.
Pretty much everything came to a halt. Again, I'm bringing that back because a lot of people have not remembered the reference. The same sort of thing with regard to the government running. Clinton had done, like him or not, a lot. He never slept. He was on it all the time. I remember all the bags and stuff under his eyes. We see pictures of him back there. He slept 2 or 3 hours a day, and the rest of it was running 100 miles an hour to get stuff done. And that was his signal. He was Mr. Energy Bunny, or whatever they call it, the Energizer Bunny. And there were just the initiative after initiative. People were exasperated because he was throwing so much stuff against the wall. Newt Gingrich couldn't keep up with him, so he managed to run over him. And so that was how it affected him and the country. And that's what I remember about it. I remember when Nixon was impeached and everything came to a halt as well. But there was a legitimacy to the impeachment of Nixon, which didn't follow Clinton and hasn't followed Trump. There's not that same strong legitimacy of getting rid of him. And it was earlier in his second term, so...
Was there any way that Nixon could have stayed in office, or they would have removed him anyway?
He would have been... He was
they could have removed him, yeah.
Yeah, he had... The audio was just too damning. Yeah. He was done. It's time for us to fix something else that is a problem for a lot of people... Coffee drinkers, Jennifer? Tea drinkers, Victoria? Maybe red wine drinkers, everybody? I know Carol likes her glass of wine, bottle of wine, true to the wine. So that impacts your teeth. If your teeth are not white, what is it? Oh, Grandma, what wonderful teeth you have. Where'd that come from? What wonderful
little Red Riding Hood.
Big teeth you have. All right, so we'll change that to what white teeth you have. Well, if you don't have white teeth, we better work on that mess, right? And best way to do it is with Power Swabs. Power Swabs, clinically studied, patented, all-natural detergent combined with a whitening agent. You swab your teeth, you smile. 5 minutes later, the stains begin to go away. Don't you want to have that? It's easy, safe, fun, all-natural. 800-208-1797. Call that number now. Get 50% off the retail price of Power Swabs whiten your teeth. 800-208-1797. Use the PJV code for half price deal. 800-208-1797.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Give me that lyric line again. I can't help but what?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. You can keep the chain, won't you? Run along, get a cup. Someone else's Saturday.
Wipe it off. Sorry, no. You were always applesauce.
Applesauce, the name of the song, from John Legend and Chrissy Teigen. They shared a new family dinner tradition with their Instagram followers, and one unknown singer is reaping the benefits. John and Chrissy were eating dinner with their children, Luna and Miles, when Chrissy told her followers about a game they occasionally play during their meals. Said, quote, "Something fun we like doing is telling Google to play a song with a random word." That's kind of cute. The word of that night was applesauce, which was chosen by Luna. And the video shows Chrissy saying, "Hey, Google, play a song with applesauce in it." The song that started playing was Applesauce by an artist named Ryan's World. The video then shows the family collectively singing along with his tune. Chrissy and John's followers started streaming the song, and the artist, Ryan's World, expressed his gratitude for the direct shout-out, which came on Twitter. He wrote, quote, "I woke up to see Chrissy Teigen and John Legend vibing to my song, I'm Dead." Bentley's all on it.
Someone else is excited, too.
Teigen replied saying how much we loved it, and with that, Ryan's World's Twitter bio got a celebrity upgrade. Currently reads, "Multi-platinum songwriter and producer, but my biggest accomplishment is seeing Chrissy Teigen and John Legend vibe to my song," so he said on Twitter. So there you go. Apple, anybody ever hear this song before?
Nope. No one has ever heard this song before.
So it'll show up, I bet you, on Billboard after this. What do you think? Yes?
Well,
no?
At least it hit some streaming charts, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, next up, the new song we talked about, I think, the other day from Coldplay. There was speculation they were going to be sort of back in business. A lot of teases. The I think it teased the start, on Monday? Coldplay announcing yesterday that their 8th studio album is on its way. It's called Everyday Life. I like their sound. I like Chris Martin's voice. I'm going to crank this up a little, Karen. Song's called Orphans. What is there about him and them that grabs me, do you suppose, and lots of other people? What is it? It's kind of unique.
I think their sound is generally kind of happy and optimistic sounding.
Yeah.
They're like a rock band, but they're much more...
A lot of world music influences in there, too.
Yeah,
I agree. You can hear the choir in the background. This is kind of throwing back a little bit of, like, Paul Simon for me. It's got a little bit of that world music vibe that he did on Graceland.
The album is called Everyday Life. It'll be released November 22nd, be divided into two halves, Sunrise, Sunset. So on the Sunset side is a song called Arabesque, which we have here. Dance. Listen, this is interesting.
Again, it's got a real world vibe-y thing going on.
Yeah. Well, the title of it would give you that hope, too, wouldn't it? Arabesque. There's a movie that came out back in the 50s called Arabesque.
Oh, really?
Correctly. Yeah. Fans will also get their first live taste of Coldplay's new music. The band serves as the musical guest for the episode next week of SNL. So a week from tomorrow, you'll be able to hear it or watch them perform it for the first time. Are they going back on the road? I would think this is the
beginning. I'm sure they will. Yeah.
Yeah. Good band. Coldplay, In the Focus, new music. 28 past the hour on the DJB program.
Some people are open to feedback, others aren't. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some people are eager to hear feedback. They thrive on it because they know that feedback is the only way for them to improve at what they're doing. Other people have a much more difficult time handling feedback, and that's mostly because they take feedback about their performance personally. Feedback about what you do, however, is not the same thing as feedback about who you are. And those who are the best at what they do truly understand that. Take the time to learn to separate who you are from what you do. And then, the next time someone offers you feedback about your performance, express appreciation to them for taking time to help you be better. Of course, you'll have to set your ego aside to do that, but that is definitely possible. To learn how to set your ego aside, visit drchristianconti.com.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Several wildfires are burning in California, but by far the largest is the Kincaid Fire in the northern part of the state, which is still out of control. Mike Parks with Cal Fire.
Currently, the fire stands at 16,000 acres. We have made 5% containment.
The fire in Sonoma County has forced at least 2,000 people to evacuate their homes. It's being fueled still by the strong Santa Ana winds. Massachusetts is taking ExxonMobil to court for misleading people for decades over the link between fossil fuels and climate change. The state attorney general filing the suit yesterday. The energy giant's facing a similar suit from New York, claiming Exxon scientists knew years ago that fossil fuels were hastening global warming, but the company lied to even their investors. This is USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50. 800-630-2158 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your veterans tip of the day.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Okay, back to the conversational action here on the DJV. We go miles and miles and miles to get all of the stories and the information that will bring you up to date. Victoria Keelan is here with Jennifer Horn and Kara Schillen. And the stories about the big bad drug companies. And what's going on with them, Victoria? What isn't going on with that? Maybe that's a better
question. The better question. The Drug Enforcement Administration is proposing new regulation quotas for controlled substances. Now, basically, that means they can put a cap on how many opioids a certain company can make. doesn't it seem like this should have happened a really long time ago? But it didn't. And so now the DEA says, well, they're going to propose these regulations, and they're going to further limit excess quantities of medications that might be vulnerable to diversion for illicit distribution and use. Essentially, they're just, this is their way of now trying to put a band-aid on a giant gaping wound that is the opioid epidemic. And so the new types of quotas cover commercial sales, how the drugs are packaged, how the manufacturers get the chemicals needed to make the drugs. That would probably involve China in that part of it. A lot of those opioids are made in China, and some of them are actually, some of the chemicals that are used to make them come from China. So there's probably going to be a little more of that involved. The announcement, of course, comes less than a month after the Department of Justice released a report detailing how the DEA was so slow to respond to the nation's growing opioid crisis that oxycodone quotas went up by 400% from 2002 to 2013. But the DEA didn't start lowering the quotas until 2017 when the White House declared that there was a national opioid epidemic and that it's a public health emergency. And so now the DEA is, I guess they're going to start by putting in these quotas, but I think it's, at this point, it's such a minute thing. A lot of doctors will not prescribe prescription opioids anymore. There's a lot more awareness about it.
So let me ask you this. I get the whole focus on let's clean this up. What is the substitute for this stuff? If it's not marijuana, which a lot of people think it ought to be, in a sense, the thing
it is in states where medical marijuana is legal. That's
right.
that's most likely what it's
and
prescribed.
Hemp related, even though the CBD oils are not as powerful, they are something. And there's such a stigma attached to them that's completely political. And in my mind, backward thinking. Do I think it's the end all and be all? No, but there needs to be something, I suppose. Somebody must be thinking, okay, we don't use opioids. What do we use? What do we use before these things that were?
That's a really good question. I don't know the answer to that. How long have opioids been around?
I don't remember. Honestly, I've been prescribed them a couple of times when I had a tooth extracted once, and I forget what the other time was. And I didn't take them either time because I just don't like that sort of thing. But I'm trying to formulate in my mind what I know about this stuff, and because I don't have a lot of experience with painkillers, you know, if I had pain, I'd take a couple of Advil and leave it at that.
I don't know, but on some really strong level, something must have been prescribed before that.
Because if
you're post-surgery, you know, Advil isn't going to cut it, depending on what it is. So I'm not really sure, but I know for one time for sure, I was prescribed oxycodone after I herniated a disc in my back, which was the most painful thing that I've ever been through. And then
that
the epidural.
Been what happened to me. Yeah, I remember.
And then the epidural didn't work, so there was and I took the oxycodone. It was supposed to be like one a day or whatever. It was Vicodin, which is the brand name of oxycodone.
That's right.
Oxycodone is Vicodin.
Is it more? Is morphine is not an opioid product?
No.
Is it?
Well. It's still
I don't
strong.
I think was used
I tell you
for
that.
It may have been morphine pills.
I remember when I had the same experience with the herniated disc. I was bringing Megan down to Brooklyn, where she lived when she was working in New York, and I threw her stuff in the back of the truck, and some of it came loose on the way down to New York. So I jumped in, opened the tailgate of the pickup truck, and jumped in, and I from that point, for the next 24 hours, I couldn't move.
Yeah.
I pulled out something, and I was in such a... I had to... When we got to New York...
It's the most painful thing I've ever been through.
I laid on the sidewalk because I couldn't move. She picked me up out of the truck, put me on the ground, stayed there till she unloaded the truck, and then she put me back in the truck and drove back to...
It's so awful. You can't sit, you can't sleep, you can't stand long. It's the worst.
All right,
but anyway,
the
oxycodone...
I'm going to ask that question of our doctors.
But the oxycodone that they gave me didn't work. And so when I went back to the doctor 2 days later, I said, whatever you gave me, I said, these pills aren't working. And he said, well, then just, you know, take a little bit more. I said, I'm already doubling the dose and it's not working. And then he went, all right, just stop taking it. So I literally said it. My boyfriend was a pothead at the time. And so I just smoked a lot of weed. And that's the only only way that I got through the pain. I just, there was nothing that helped. Absolutely nothing helped.
I'm trying to picture you smoking some weed.
Well, it put me to sleep, so it took the pain away, and I was able to sleep. I couldn't sleep for, it was like 3 days straight. I was just pacing around the apartment. I just couldn't do anything without being in extreme pain.
To be continued. All right. Speaking of smoking weed, the House Ways and Means Committee has approved a bill, Victoria, that would tax the nicotine in vaping products at the same rate it's taxed in.
They should.
I think that makes sense. Then do we all agree that that makes sense?
I don't know that it's, yeah, they're doing it for to deter, they hope that they'll deter younger people from buying it. I don't think that that's going to work. I think that the better part of this is that they estimate they'll generate $10 billion that they're going to use to fund health initiatives to help people with chronic lung conditions and things like that.
Government, this is called the Protecting American Lungs Act. Another tax.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to add, I guess it's a $27 per gram of nicotine. So it gets it'll get taxed the same way that other nicotine and tobacco products are. I can't believe it hasn't already been taxed that way, to be honest. I think vaping came up out of nowhere and people just weren't prepared for it on any level.
Yeah, exactly. Today is National Art Day, celebrating art on this October 25th. It's the birthday of Spanish artist Pablo Picasso, by the way. No coincidence there. Art as a creative human expression encapsulates a lot of things. Portrays the beauty of life, the bitter realities of life. I think that's a Van Gogh sort of thing. Records history, revolutions, rebellions. Sometimes it's a means to escape those same things. In short, there's no history, no culture without having art. Remember the things, did you study what was in the caves of the Macedonians when you were studying the history of the world, the art, hieroglyphics in Egypt, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
That's art, matter of fact. Architecture,
some of
music.
Some of so beautiful and intricate.
Yeah, it is. So as you think about it, show your maybe respect for the creativity of artists. In a manner of speaking, what we do is art, don't you think? We're artists here. This is artistic.
I think radio, it can be considered, being an art.
Yeah, right.
Not what we do, clearly, but, you know, some people
do. Speak for yourself there, baby cakes. Here from the world of sports, the story of a high school athlete who has, she was a cross-country star in Ohio, disqualified from a district meet because she was wearing a hijab. Is that how you pronounce it? It's a hijab, right?
Hijab, yeah.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association says you can't wear them, even though she's been wearing them in meets for the past 3 years of her high school experience. Her name is Noor Abkuwaram. She's a student in the Sylvania School District. I don't know who that is. Owens Community College had the race. As in Findlay, it's near Findlay, Ohio, not far from Heidelberg.
But how is that harming anyone?
That's the point.
She's wearing a headscarf.
That's the whole point.
I don't understand this.
What?
It's just
world?
A blatant bias. It's horrible.
It's kind of ignorant, actually. The hijab has a Nike.
Nike makes one. Yeah. The thing I'm just curious about is, look, if you're not allowing anyone to wear anything on their head at all, no baseball caps, no bandanas, no anything, then okay. But if she's been wearing it at all the meets, and also it's not doing anything to make her faster, so I don't know. It's just stupid.
Maybe slower, if anything.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. Be consistent in your rules, and then you've got some ground to stand on. But if you're just going to randomly disqualify someone for something that you haven't done before, then it's stupid, and obviously you're going to get in trouble for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. Charles Barkley said yesterday that Pence needs to shut the hell up. I don't know. Do you know what he was talking about, Jennifer? What Pence was talking about, they got Charles Barkley all working. Has he become more political lately, Barkley? I don't know
We've talked about him more, yeah.
Yeah, right.
I don't know that Barkley is political. I think that Barkley, to be honest, I don't know what Barkley's political affiliation is. Barkley picks issues specifically and takes issue with whomever is behind that. I feel like I've seen him equally go after everybody on the left, right, and then the middle. Barkley is his own party, I think.
You think that's it? Yeah. My son used to think he was fabulous. I don't know if he still does. I'll have to ask him.
I find him very entertaining to watch when he's doing commentary and stuff. I think he's pretty funny.
So some people think that hunting is a sport. I do not think that, but because we're talking about sports, perhaps it's appropriate to tell the story of this hunter who shot a deer in Arkansas, and the deer didn't die, came after the hunter and killed him, gored him. And this guy went over because the deer was on its side, so he thought the deer was dead. Deer gets up, goes right after the guy, and that's the end of the guy.
How did the deer make out?
You know, at the end of the day,
deer probably died too.
They all died.
Shot,
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he not before he got justice.
Yeah, I was reading this story, and I guess that it happened a few years ago in Arkansas too. Except that person survived, and this guy made it long enough to call his family so they could alert, you know, the emergency services, and they took him to the hospital. But he was 66, and so he didn't make it.
Yeah, the deer died. But
yeah, it's interesting. They say that you should wait at least a half an hour before going to check on the deer to make sure that it's actually dead. What do you do in the woods for a half an hour between then? I don't know.
I don't
just
ever remember this happening
before. Thumbs.
I guess so. I don't know anything about hunting, so but it was just surprising.
All right, so that's the sports report. Varied and unusual, as often is the case here. So time for our television report. The story of Chip and Joanna Gaines have a new show on a new network. This is the documentaries, what they call it, docu-stories, docu-series, whatever it is, Home on the Road. So who are these people? As someone more qualified, I don't watch any of these home improvement shows because I get all the home
they're
improvement.
They're the biggest of all of them. Chip and Joanna. Yeah,
they redo houses or what?
Yes, they have their show was Fixer Upper. It set all the records for the HGTV network. It was the most popular show. They have a line at Target. They have a line of Home Goods. They're everywhere. You can't get away. If you've ever seen any DIY stuff, you can't get away from Chip and Joanna Gaines. So much so that now they have their own network. They actually Discovery changed the name of the DIY network. It's now Magnolia, which is the brand that Chip and Joanna Gaines have. And so it's now called the Magnolia Network. So they're going to be programming all these new shows. They're going to have Fixer Upper reruns on there. Chip and Joanna are going to be doing new things. And then this new show is the first one, Home on the Road. And I don't know who this couple is, Abner and Amanda Ramirez. They're apparently singer-songwriters who travel around and play gigs and bring their kids with them. So it's kind of a travel show.
I got it. All right, so that's pretty exciting if you're into that sort of thing. You know, I never knew who those... Remember we talked about those people who are losing their show, the husband and wife, the guy's gay, or it seems like it is. What's that?
Grizzly Knows Best.
That's it.
The guy seems like he's gay.
Yeah,
everyone says that. He's the gayest non-gay guy ever.
Every time I turn on the TV, that damn show is on. I'm trying to figure out why. It's everywhere. Never heard of him before we started talking about him. Never.
I can't watch it because he's just impossible for me to watch.
They're all a bunch of
your soulmates, maybe.
Turkey lickies. Yeah. All right, Jennifer, what's on tonight beside the CBS specials on, not specials, but the regular Friday night lineup?
Well, Halloween is coming early tonight. Yeah. So Magnum P.I., Hawaii Five-O, American Housewife, and Fresh Off the Boat all have Halloween episodes tonight to get you in the spirit. And if Halloween is not your jam, you're ready to skip right through Christmas. Apparently, yesterday was a big day for both Hallmark and Lifetime. They are 24/7 Christmas movies, and they started already. How about
what?
That?
What? No way.
Oh, yeah, 24/7. So if you need something to do,
we talked about that yesterday, remember?
Yeah.
And I said it wouldn't be long before Christmas. We'll see in the next few days there'll be stations starting to change radio stations to Christmas. You watch.
Well, it started. So you can check it out if you want to tune into some of those Lifetime movies or Hallmark movies. This weekend is the time to do it. But Munsters, by the way, on Sunday will be doing a 13-hour marathon on Cozy TV if you want to get back in the mood to get into Halloween. On Sunday night, HBO has a new series called Mrs. Fletcher that's getting some critical acclaim. It's about a single mom searching for self fulfillment on the internet after her son leaves for college. This one starts at 10:30 p.m. on HBO. And of course, baseball fans, it's a baseball weekend tonight, Saturday, and if needed, Sunday, all on Fox. And check out those Nats and Astros.
All right, it's 10 for the hour here on the DJV program.
Hey, everyone. everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95, and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Tech Talk time now at 53 after the hour, an overview of the top five technology stories, gifts of information from Victoria Keelan here. The number five issue, as we count to number one, Victoria, seems to have a focus on not music. Every time I see this, though, I think of the rumba, not the Roomba. But Roomba is a play on rooms being cleaned, right, by the company that makes them, right? Isn't that what it is?
iRobot is the company. Yeah, they had a bad week this week, and they are based in Massachusetts, and they make the Roomba, which is the number one autonomous cleaning device in the country, probably if not in the world. However, the stock took a 20% dive this week after their third quarter earnings showed lower sales in August and September. The reason for the drop in sales, this is coming from the company's CEO. He cited the ongoing trade war with China, and so it affected. They have a 25% tariff on parts that are used in the Roombas, and so they decided to pass on those costs to the customer, and the customer wasn't having it. So they raised the prices of the Roombas, and no one bought them. So it's actually a 7% decline in revenue from a year ago, which is not great. We're also heading into the holiday shopping season. Roombas they're always on the gift list for tech gifts. So at this point, they say they're going to readjust the pricing. You might actually end up getting a better deal on a Roomba this holiday season. So if you are in the market for one, just keep an eye out for price changes, because it's probably coming soon.
All right, number four. on our list of the top five items this week in the world of technology focuses on this new bill that will let the Federal Trade Commission set data privacy standards and a couple of other things that are questionable, yes or no?
That are things that are really important. Yep, this is Senator Ron Wyden introduced the bill called the Mind Your Own Business Act, and it incorporates feedback on draft legislation from last fall.
I'd vote for it just because of the name.
I like the name. Yeah, usually those names are terrible, but that's a good one. Mind Your Own Business Act. And so the bill would give consumers control over how their data is used and shared. Imagine that. Your privacy is your own. Imagine that. It will require companies to be transparent about how they use and share your data. It will also impose tough penalties, including jail time, if corporate executives lie to the government about privacy, which they all have, including Facebook. And so he said that this is sort of...
Most notably Facebook.
Exactly. And he said this is sort of aimed at Mark Zuckerberg. He said Mark Zuckerberg will not take Americans' privacy seriously unless he faces real serious personal consequences. Slap on the wrist from the FTC will not do it. And so they said that they're going to issue fines up to 4% of a company's annual revenue for privacy violations. Mm-hmm. And so if this bill passes, you never know if it will or not, because you never know who's in whose pocket, but this would certainly be a very good win for the American people.
Number three, Chipotle customers getting charged a lot of money this app. Is it a Chipotle app or
it's the Chipotle
else?
App? Yeah.
Really?
It's the Chipotle app that people order food online through. And so if you do use the app, which a lot of people do, just make sure that you're always checking your account and make sure you're checking your credit card that's associated with your Chipotle app, because people are showing up with fake orders anywhere ranging from $19 to $150.
Chipotle, though, somebody's hacked it, right? This is not Chipotle doing this.
Well, Chipotle's not doing this. What they believe happened is, and this is why we tell everyone never use the same password for multiple websites or apps, because what they think happened is a breach from a different company or a different app happened. Those passwords were stolen, and then hackers try to use the same password at every other juncture. And so in this case, it's worked on a lot of people. So Chipotle says they're working on it. Just make sure that you're monitoring your app, check the order history, and make sure that your credit card is not being charged.
Number two, ISIS and their recruiting tools.
Mm-hmm. If you're a parent or a grandparent of a tween, the TikTok app is probably a part of your family's life. It is a social media app where kids create videos, usually by lip-syncing and dancing along to popular songs. However, there are now at least 25 ISIS-related accounts that have been taken down from TikTok, and they are going after young white boys. So that is the target, and just if you're a parent or grandparent, make sure you know what your kids are looking at, especially on this app. It can be really dangerous. Yep.
Number one, celebrities and who you're following. What happens if you're following the wrong people?
Yep, be careful who you're searching, because the number one celebrity that is connected to dangerous cybersecurity issues is Alexis Bledel. She starred in Gilmore Girls and Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. Make sure if you're Googling her that you are on a secure site and you're not adding malware to your computer.
All right, there they are, the top five technology stories of the week. Victoria Keelan here with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.